DNC pollster finds Democrat voters frustrated, discouraged, frightened. By Wendell Hussebo on April 28, 2022. Leading Democrat Party pollster Celinda Lake on Tuesday discovered high-information Democrat voters are feeling very negative about the outlook of President Joe Biden's America. Words that Democrat voters used to express themselves after 16 months of Biden's presidency were frustrated, disbelief, aggravated, discouraged, unsure, worrying, resigned, frightened, Lake told Politico Playbook. Democrats did not have very many positive words to describe the downward direction of the nation. The only positive words given to Lake were better and okay. Democrat voters believed Biden's presidency would change America, but that may never happen, according to Lake. There's just gonna be sucky things out there all the time, the voter stated. So I'm resigned to the fact that that's going to be life. The most important issue for those surveyed was Biden's 40-year high inflation, which is anticipated to cost American households at least an average of an extra $5,200 in 2022, or $433 per month, according to Bloomberg. Breitbart News reported Thursday the economy unexpectedly shrank in the first 3 months of 2022. The second issue voters pointed to was Biden's personality. They described him as unrealistic, hasn't really delivered on his promises, needs to be stronger, gives in too easily and is old, slow, and misspeaks a lot, Lake told the publication. Polling suggests 53% of voters say they had doubts about Biden's mental ability, according to a Monday poll. 62% believe Biden is not fit to be president because he is too old. 60% of Democrats said the president is mentally fit. Many signs point to Republicans reclaiming the House. Poor polling shows Democrats scrambling to counter Republicans' enthusiasm. Yet the White House reportedly does not have a plan to stem the red wave. There's no overarching document that outlines the president's involvement in key races, nor a set message that will carry the party through November, The Washington Post warned. Instead, Biden has blamed Republicans for blocking many of the radical ideas of his administration. It's not my fault, blame the Republicans, Biden has said in relation to soaring gas prices and 40-year high inflation. Experts believe Republicans have a good chance to retake the House and Senate. While it is less of a surprise that Republicans are predicted to reclaim the House, it is more surprising the Senate is projected to lean Republican. If both forecasts actualize, the GOP has promised to investigate the origins of the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the invasion at the southern border, and whether or not President Biden should be impeached. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.